Mohawk Nation News. Mohawk mothers ambushed by cops in Quebec office. Audio. December 9th, 2021. Arrangements were made with SQI lawyer Andre Rouen Bazinet last week to discuss transfer of all keys for the Royal Victoria Hospital to the Gatnistosra to house the Indigenous homeless. Notice of the meeting was sent to the SQI, City of Montreal, McGill University, Stantic Construction Company, the Montreal Police, and McGill Security. Official Ganyogehaga Mohawk Nation protocols were followed throughout. A report is being carried to the men's fires of Iroquois. McGill and Quebec both deny ownership of Mount Royal as it was the Mohawk village of Degonundak. Bazinet is the lawyer for SQI in a Federal Court of Canada motion T169621 filed by the Gatnistosra. At the Public Consultation Commission hearing in the Royal Vic project, the SQI was declared to be the owners of the property under Canadian corporate law. Both SQI and McGill are now denying being the owners of Mount Royal, as they would be guilty of dealing with stolen Ganyogehaga property under the Gayanerek-Goa Great Peace and Canadian corporate law. Moreover, they prepared their own militia to brutalize the elders and supporters. A full criminal investigation should be done with regard to this outrageous armed assault, abuse, threats, and bullying, so the public is aware. A text written by the Milton Park allies below. Yesterday, at 11:35, December the 8th, the Milton Park Citizens Committee organized a peaceful protest to stand with the Ganyogehaga, Gatnistosra, Mohawk mothers. 25 to 30 people of all ages were present to retrieve the keys to the Royal Vic, a subsidiary of McGill University. After speeches, elders and mothers of the nation entered the SQI, Province of Quebec Department of Infrastructure's office building. A police officer standing outside speaking to a liaison threatened to declare the protest illegal and to begin arrests of those who remained. Police alleged protest members were blocking the doors to the offices. This could not be further from the truth. The protest was very remote from the door of the offices. The police then threatened again to declare the protest illegal, this time unless the name of the event organizer was disclosed to them. There is no legal obligation to disclose such information to police officers. It is bizarre they made such an insistence, and it is certainly not grounds to declare a protest illegal. The right to silence protects privacy. Inside the building, mothers and elders asked to speak to a member from the SQI who they had made an appointment with and who the mothers and elders informed that they would be coming. The mothers and elders were not aggressive or confrontational. However, the police, visibly permitted by the SQI, quickly escalated the situation. The police did not allow the mothers to wait in the waiting room until they could make contact with a representative. One officer clearly attempted to intimidate and provoke an elder, just as 20 to 25 police officers rushed into the building, scaring the protesters outside who were unaware of the events taking place in the offices. All these events unrolled in a time period of roughly 20 minutes. One of the people assigned to accompany the elders was forced by police to turn off their camera, and a journalist from Le Metro had their camera punched by an officer, which is an assault. The journalist later said to an organizer that they had never experienced such direct aggression from police despite years of covering protests. The elders and mothers were then violently shoved out of the offices. As the scene became visible, the crowd outside was completely shocked and disgusted, turned on their cameras, and quickly began admonishing the officers. It is a great shame that the police and the SQI allowed the situation to escalate and for violence and threats to be delivered to citizens, as well as elders and mothers whose nations are traditional caretakers of this land. The SQI is directly responsible for this police response. The Royal Vic has turned into the subject of a serious land dispute. As such, this heavy, disproportionate response from the SQI and the police only perpetuates a harsh colonial legacy, shutting down attempts at dialogue and respect between the members of different nations with the threat of armed force. No matter the resistance, we remain true to our struggle for human rights and justice. Nyawakoa. Frank Smith dances to the double talk we constantly get. To get on the double Dutch bus, you know you want to jump, so get on the double Dutch bus. So take a ride. We're waiting in the clutch. There's a double Dutch bus coming down the street, moving pretty fast, so kindly shuffle your feet. Get on the bus and pay your fare. Tell the driver you're going to a double Dutch affair. Follow me, fee fi fo fum. Fee fi fo fum. Nyawa wasa wata hamsa de. Toki ni go.